Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B. and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, November 18th, and we are reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 43 reading the second paragraph, which begins with "many doctors and psychiatrists agree" and ends with "there is virtually no other solution," commenting on that one paragraph. Today's readers are Carrie C. for the 12 Steps, Devlin E. for the 12 Traditions, Eileen M. will read and comment on our text, and Gail K. will close us out with page 164. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Thursday, November 17th is 19652. That's 19,652. And today's 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Friday, November 18th is 19654. That's 19,654. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Carrie C. to please read the 12 steps for us.
Good morning, Carrie C., compulsive overeater. One, we admitted we are powerless over food, that our lives have become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly asked him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people whenever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. Ten, continued to take personal inventory, and when we're wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for the knowledge of his will for us and the carry to power that out. 12, having had a spiritual awakening as the result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs.
Thank you very much, Carrie C. And I will now ask Devlin E. to please read the 12 traditions.
Good morning. My name is Devlin E., and I am living gratefully and joyfully in recovery in Manitoba, Canada. The 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. One, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. Two, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God, as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. Three, the only requirement for OA membership is the desire to stop eating compulsively. Four, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. Five, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. Excuse me. Six, An OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, and other public media of communication. And 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Pass.
Thank you very much, Evelyn E. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 43, paragraph 2, and I will ask Eileen M. to please begin reading for us.
Good morning. This is Eileen M., a grateful recovered compulsive overeater in New Hampshire. Many doctors and psychiatrists agree with our conclusions. One of these men, staff member of a world-renowned hospital, recently made this statement to some of us. What you say about the general hopelessness of the average alcoholic's plight is, in my opinion, correct. As to two of you men whose stories I have heard, there is no doubt in my mind that you are 100% hopeless apart from divine help. Had you offered yourselves as patients at this hospital, I would not have taken you, if I had been able to avoid it. People like you are too heartbreaking. Though not a religious person, I have profound respect for the spiritual approach in such cases as yours. For most cases, there is virtually no other solution. So, you know, as I think about, we're now wrapping up this chapter on more about alcoholism. This chapter, you know, illustrates really like no other this idea of the mental blank spot, which, you know, for me, that was the insanity that made me 100% hopeless. And, you know, that's the powerlessness, right, is that I could not stop on my own. And I struggled for so many years in OA because what I kept doing was I kept praying for willingness and ability to stay abstinent, but I wasn't working the steps. And, you know, the Big Book tells me that that's the solution that I need. I need to seek a power through the steps with entire abstinence. And, you know, only when I did that is that I was able to recover, I was able to have that spiritual awakening, which, you know, gave me a change in my thinking. I mean, I have a complete change in thinking. And, you know, I don't even think about food the same way anymore. And, you know, I also had, you know, I quickly discovered, well, I got a sponsor who was taking me through the Big Book. And, you know, I had this concept of a higher power that did not work. And, you know, I still had that concept of this punishing higher power, and I really had to change that. So I had to develop a new power that, you know, cares for me and cares for me unconditionally and that, you know, would help me. And I love that sentence, you know, where Bill says, It was only a matter of being willing to believe in a power greater than myself, that nothing more was required of me to make my beginning. I think that's very powerful, that, you know, is to just have that belief. That's all I needed to have to commence the, you know, the process. And, yeah, it just, you know, it completely changed my life to do that. I had been in Al-Anon, OA, for a long time, like I said, struggling with just, you know, I'd get on my knees every day and pray for abstinence, and then I would, you know, go to meetings and make calls, but it wasn't really effective for me. So anyway, I'm really grateful, and thanks so much for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Eileen M. Appreciate your service. So we value everybody's experience. We do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on page 43, paragraph 2, and you haven't shared in the last 2 days, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Irene B.
Davelin E.
Irene B. and Davelin E.
Veronica B.
Veronica B. Anybody Sherry else like to share?
M. Sherry H.M.
Thank you, Sherry H.M.
Laura W.
Laura W.
Joe M. from Minnesota.
I heard Joe M. and then somebody from Minnesota.
It was the same person, Joe M. from Minnesota.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
oh, boy,
you.
I heard somebody else S, maybe it was.
Cheryl S.
Oh, Cheryl S. Okay, great. Okay, that's a great lineup. So we've got Irene B., Davelin E., Veronica B., Sherry H.M., Laura W., and Joe M., I believe. I think I'm messing that up, and Cheryl S. So Irene B., please share with us. If I mess up your name, please forgive me, and I will straighten it out when we get to you. Okay, Irene B., please share with us, and Davelin E., you'll be right after Irene. Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for your service. I'm Irene B., a very grateful recovered Bulimic from Louisiana, and I really like this paragraph. I like any meeting that involves speaking of higher power, because for me, nothing seems to work, just like the paragraph says, except for higher power. That's it. You know, I've tried everything before coming to program, and I knew connection to higher power was important. So I tried to connect with higher power. I mean, I did Bible studies, I taught Sunday school, I went to church. Lord knows I tried to pray, and I just didn't know how to connect with higher power. And by God's love, grace, and mercy, I finally came to OA, and here I have learned how to connect with higher power. I used to think that the program was about, you know, getting me to stop binging and purging, getting the alcoholic to stop drinking. You know, I thought that was the purpose of the groups. It's just about, you know, stopping the behavior, stopping the problem. And what I have found, much to my surprise, is that it's not about that at all. That's the byproduct of connecting to higher power. You know, what this book teaches me, the part that is super, super powerful for me, is the connection to higher power. And then everything just falls into place. But without that higher power, I can have everything else. But if I don't have higher power, I really don't have it. Because even if I were recovered from the behavior, I would be a dry alcoholic, if you will, if I didn't have higher power in me. Because recovery is so much deeper than the behavior. And without higher power, from my perspective, it is just utterly impossible. Grateful to be here. Grateful to be in recovery with you guys. Y'all have a very blessed day. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Irene B. Davilyn E., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Veronica B.
Good morning. Thank you, Elaine, for your service. My name is Davilyn E., and I am a compulsive overeater living gratefully and joyfully in recovery in chilly Manitoba, Canada, covered with snow. The line that gets me this morning, has for the last couple of days, is the general hopelessness of the average alcoholic's plight. And I've been dancing along in program Queen of Relapse for about 8 years, off and on, but I've never left the program because it took me about 3 or 4 years after I'd relinquished about 100 pounds. I was happy in program, but nothing was a big deal. And finally, I was brought to my knees. I became desperate. I hit my bottom, not with food, but I was so hopeless about my selfishness. I could not stand to live with myself anymore. I couldn't stand the way I treated people, that everything was about me, me, me. And I didn't even think about anything except me until I'd hurt someone. And then, bang, I got hit in the face again by my behavior. So it was my selfish, selfish behavior that finally brought me to my knees and had me living in these steps to where I finally relinquished control of myself to God, what I call God, a higher power that I have no understanding of, but that has, by living in these steps, brought me to a way of living that truly has changed me and changed everything for all the people in my life, all the people that I touch. And I am so grateful for this program and the steps that brought me to this God. So the spiritual approach has definitely saved my life, taken me out of desperation and hopelessness one day at a time. And with that, I pass. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Davilyn E. Veronica B., you are up next, followed by Sherry H. M. Please share with us.
Hi, good morning. I'm Veronica B. in California. I'm a recovered compulsive and overeater and bulimic, and I thank you so much for your service. I love that I'm reminded that for me, someone of my type, some of a compulsive eater of my type, my only solution is a spiritual approach. And before coming into Overeaters Anonymous, my approach was a selfish approach. The way I saw the world was, it was all about me. I'm not getting my way, you hurt my feelings, me, 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 and it was all about self, self, and I had no idea how I showed up in the world was a selfish, I showed up in a selfish manner. I didn't know this about my thinking, my conduct, you know, until I came into the rooms of Overeaters Anonymous. I used to make everything about me. And I worked these steps. I got this amazing spiritual awakening. I got a relationship with this power that has restored me to sanity. And this way of living for me is the only solution for me, is a spiritual approach. I must have a relationship with this power that restores me to sanity, and then I have to stay connected. And there's certain work I have to do every day, certain actions I have to take every day to stay connected to this power. And I really appreciate one of the earlier shares that said that they fire their old conception of their God. Well, I have done the same recently. My old conception of God was not working for me, so, you know, I didn't have to relapse. I just recommitted, and I've reestablished a new conception of this higher power that's working for me today. Because if it's not working for you, you can just, you know, you can make up your own conception of your own higher power. So if your higher power is not working for you, guess what? You can just make up another conception that does work for you. And so this is what I did recently in the last couple of days. And because for me, there is no other solution but a spiritual solution for me. Today, I get to live on a basis where I get to contribute to life. Like, what is my conduct? How am I showing up? This program is all about character building. The food is down, but it's all about, like, my thinking, and it's all about character building. You know, how am I showing up today? And I'm just so overpaid and grateful for that I have the solution and that I am living in the solution. And with that, I pass.
Thank you very much, Veronica B. Sherry H.M., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Laura W.
Good morning. This is Sherry H.M., grateful recovered compulsive overeater from Washington State. Oh, it's so good to hear all your wonderful voices. I love the part that says, there is no doubt in my mind that you were 100% hopeless apart from divine help. And, you know, for me, I had to come to the end of myself. I had to try everything, and then I had a bunch of medical bills, and I thought, hey, maybe there's another, you know, I thought of the word diet. And then I remembered that my Al-Anon friend 6 years prior had told me about OA. And so I stumbled into those rooms, and, you know, one day at a time, with God's help, by working the steps, that's what has worked. And staying in fellowship, and especially, you know, just remembering that there's something eating at my heart. If I'm, you know, thinking about the food, because by God's grace, I have food neutrality almost all the time, but every once in a while, you know, something will be going on. Life gets lifey, as people say. So I'm so grateful for these steps and for God for helping me to find this program. So anyway, have a great day, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Sherry H.M. Laura W., would you please share with us, and you'll be followed by Joe M.
Good morning. This is Laura W. I'm a recovered compulsive eater, anorexic, and exercise bulimic in South Jersey. Let me know if you can't hear me. I've been having trouble with my service. I really loved listening this morning. I listened to the earlier meeting as well, and somebody had shared something about talking about, it says that in my mind, you were 100% hopeless. You know, that gives me hope that I was 100% hopeless, but, you know, due to the steps and my higher power, I'm not anymore. You know, I'm powerless. Yeah, I'm always going to be powerless over my addiction, but I'm not hopeless anymore because I have a spiritual connection with a higher power. And that higher power has changed over my lifetime. It's not the same punishing higher power that I felt like I was growing up with. My higher power is all loving, and my higher power knows. You know, they say my higher power can see around corners. That my higher power knows what's going to be happening, and I kind of have to just surrender that on a daily basis. And, you know, that wash, rinse, repeat thing, I can't stay clean on yesterday's shower. I can't do my prayer, meditation, and my Dear God letter and my sponsor calls and sponsee calls and then say, okay, I'm done till Saturday or Friday, you know, next week. And you know, my family's been through the ringer lately. We talked about that ringer, and I just feel that, you know, if there's any evidence of God, if there's any, you know, God, that there's proof that there's a God in my life. My 16-year-old daughter just spent 15 days in the hospital for anorexia, and I didn't think I was going to get through it. I thought I was going to melt down. I thought that, you know, I thought that I was going to lose my mind, and I just prayed. I didn't feel God. I'm just starting to feel God again. But you know what? I did not restrict my food, and I did not over-exercise, and I did not eat anything that I wasn't supposed to eat. And I called my sponsor every day, and I talked to my sponsees every chance that I could. And, you know, and I kept reminding myself that I am powerless over not just the food, people, places, and situations, over doctors, over teenagers, over the disease. And all I can do to be an example to others is recover, recover, recover. What happens with other people is not up to me. Whether other people recover or not is not up to me. And to surrender that is so hard, and it's, you know, it's painful, and it's just, it's brutal. But all I need to do is stay close to my higher power and continue to do, go through the motions, even if I don't feel it, you know, even if I don't think God's doing anything for me. You know, I woke up this morning and I just saw how much God has done for me and my family over the last month, you know, and things aren't great, but you know, it's a spiritual solution. There's not no spiritual part to this program. The whole entire program of the 12 steps is spiritual. And I know that if I try to control this myself, I will fail. So thank you for letting me share. God bless everybody. Pass.
Thank you. God bless you too, Laura W. Joe M., please share with us, and you'll be followed by Cheryl S.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning. Can you hear me okay?
You sound great.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Hi, my name is Joe, and I am a compulsive overeater. I'm struck by this sentence today. What you say about the general hopelessness of the average alcoholic's plight is, in my opinion, correct. And I look at that word hopelessness, and several people have commented on it already today. And I just love that word. I don't love the experience of feeling hopeless, but if that is the right word to describe me. That's where I was coming from before I came to OA and before I entered the program of recovery. Without a transformation inside through this program, I am hopeless. And I am 100% convinced of that today. My whole history shows me that. And then at the very end, I'm struck by the last sentence. For most cases, there is virtually no other solution. And I will say that I grabbed onto a spiritual way of life through this program, not because I'm noble, you know, not because I'm so, you know, not because I'm motivated by wanting to be spiritual. That's not what had me grab on. What had me grab on was my hopelessness, my powerlessness. I didn't see any other way to move forward because all of the other solutions were at that point off the table. My wishful thinking was off the table. Dieting was off the table. Shots, pills, and surgery, those were off the table. Everything else had to be shoved off the table. And this remaining one thing on the table, which was this spiritual solution. And that remains my truth today. I don't do this program because I'm a noble person. I do the program because there's no other solution for somebody like me. The good news for me is, in doing this program, I have an inner life, and I'm able to practice an outer life that's really beautiful that I would not have otherwise. So with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much, Joe M. Cheryl S. is up next, and then after that, we'll have time for a few more shares on page 43, paragraph 2, many doctors and psychiatrists agree. Just the one paragraph. Please share with us, Cheryl S.
Thank you. This is Cheryl S. in Nevada, recovering on step 2. And when I read this paragraph, what it made me think of is, you know, what if I had a fatal illness and I had gone from doctor to doctor to doctor to finally, like, the most renowned doctor in the world for my illness at the most state-of-the-art medical facility for this illness. And basically they told me, there's no medical science solution for you. There's nothing we can do for you. And that's it. And I was thinking, oh my gosh, how devastated I would be, how hopeless, how desperate, how just the feeling of somebody telling me it's over, it's done. And then walking out that door, and maybe the receptionist goes, psst, psst, hey, I have a solution. And if you follow these steps, it's basically guaranteed to work. And you will recover from this fatal illness that you have. And what would I do? I would jump all over that. I would do anything. I would go to any length to do whatever she said because I know that nothing else is going to help me. And that's what this program means to me. that's what a vision for you means to me, because the way they take you through the steps, they follow the big book. And I can go from being hopeless to being hopeful and seeing my life, seeing a future instead of just a dead end. You know, I have a future with my family, my children, my children's children. Whatever God has in store for me, I have the opportunity because of this program to experience it. And I am so grateful. And I hope that I never forget what this paragraph says. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you very much, Cheryl S. We have time for maybe four or five more shares. So, though we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment on the second paragraph on page 43, beginning with many doctors and psychiatrists agree, ending with there's virtually no other solution, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Christy M.
Christy M.
Lisa N.
Lisa N.
Monica K.
Monica K.
Shade D.
Shade or Shade?
Shade, last initial D.
Shade D, thank you very much. And hopefully we have time for one more if anybody else would like to put their name out. Okay, well, let's stick with Christy M., Lisa N., Monica K., and Shade D. So, Christy M., please share with us.
Yeah, good morning. This is Christy M., grateful, recovering, bulimic, anorexic, and overeater in Oregon. And I really feel like this paragraph describing the spiritual piece of this was the game changer for me in my recovery. I came into recovery trying to work program like a checklist. Because I like checklists, you know. If I check off going to a couple meetings a week, if I check off making phone calls, if I check off weighing and measuring my food, like it was this formula. Like if I do A and B, then I'm going to get C. So I was doing A and B. I was going to meetings. I was starting to work this, you know, starting to work this step. I was making phone calls. I was weighing, measuring. And I wasn't getting C, like I wasn't able to maintain my abstinence. I would get a few weeks in and then I would lose it. And my sponsor, when I started reaching out, one of the first questions she would ask me is, where is HP? You know, where is HP in this? And, you know, every time she'd ask me that, it was like a good question, like, not here. Like, I'm not thinking about HP at this moment, and that's what I should be doing. And I think it was the spiritual component for me. It was like when I could get past seeing the 12 steps and the 12-step program as a checklist and more as a relationship with a power greater than myself, that's when things started to change for me. And, you know, relationships, I've heard, you know, are like a garden. And if you don't water and tend to your garden, the garden will die. And relationships are the same way. If you don't spend time and invest in a relationship, then the relationship isn't very strong. And so that spending that intentional time with my higher power every single day is what keeps that connection strong, so that I'm relying on that relationship. You know, that's where I'm getting my guidance from, not my own will. And this going into this season, it's a hard season for me, and I'm sure a lot of others, because food tends to be very central to the holidays and a lot of our cultural celebrations with holidays. And so, you know, I need to make sure that my relationship with my higher power is strong, and I'm putting in that time. And, you know, I was struggling a little bit the other week, and my sponsor said, you know, you have to commit to a certain number of minutes every single day to doing your step work and spending that time in meditation and prayer, you know, to maintain that conscious contact. So it was just a good reminder. And, you know, for me, I'm trying to turn off my electronics at 9 o'clock before, like an hour before bed. and really make sure that I, thanks, I'll wrap up, that I'm using that time, you know, that I'm distraction free so that I can be really prioritizing my program and that time with my higher power. So with that, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Christy M. Lisa N., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Monica K.
Hey there, Lisa, gratefully recovered compulsive overeater in Georgia. Hey, everybody. Happy Friday. You know, once again, this book, just a work of art. I mean, just a work of art. You know, I love how we're getting ready. You know, it's this paragraph is setting the stage for our next chapter, We Agnostics. It's, you know, once again, they're trying to drill home the hopelessness of our condition, but they're giving us hope at the same time. You know, they're setting us up for hope, you know, and my hope for someone, you know, I've struggled with relapse. Oh my goodness, somebody else called themselves a relapse queen. Yeah, that's me too. You know, but back in the spring, you know, I came to a new level of hopelessness, a new level of desperation. And just like somebody else had shared, I would be calling people, help me, you know, and they would say that the best thing you can do for your 14-year-old son who is a drug addict and just dying is to recover, you know. And that's what I did, you know, and I continue to. And so what I would say to someone who has no hope, you know, I had to do all the things that we talk about doing. There are some people who come into this program and they don't have to go to those links, and yay for them. I mean, awesome. But me, I did not. And forgive me, Lord. You know I love you, God. But I had to try those things, and He forgives me. He was just sitting there waiting. You know, Lisa, come over to the other side. You know, and I did. And I trusted what somebody else said and did. I trusted their happiness. I trusted their recovery. And that's what it has to be for some of us. You know, for me, it was. I had tried everything. There was nothing else left. And just like the doctor is saying here, those beautiful doctors who humbled themselves and said, we can't help you, but the God thing can. You know, it's like holding on to that life preserver and just being dragged to shore. It's a beautiful thing, and once more, for the person who is struggling with the God thing, quote unquote, have mine, please borrow mine, and that same God will get you to the shore. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Lisa Ann. Okay, Monica K is up next, followed by Shay D. Please share with us, Monica.
Yes, good morning. Thank you so much for your service. My name is Monica Kay from California. Thank you, everybody who shared at this meeting. Such a powerful share. And welcome anybody who is new or feel new or is coming from relapse. Oh, my goodness, this program is remarkable. And it's so loving and so welcoming. I think it is like God or higher power is just... so forgiving. This program is so beautifully forgiving, and it's just waiting for me here to see where I'm hurting myself and stop hurting myself with my old thinking. And there's a sponsor available here to guide us, and I had my sponsor who was remarkable and guided me through the 12 step precisely as the big book, with the big book directions. And I believe I'm hopeless. I'm the person who is hopeless, and I couldn't get it on my own. I just couldn't, because I always thought, and somebody else said on the line, that I have to do something to be loved. And it's every day I have to remember, because it's not easy for me to remember. I am loved, therefore I don't have to abuse myself with being selfish and eating and bulimia, and not if I... stop overeating and not being selfish, then I will be loved. It's just the opposite. And it's just my mind, it was a very, very hard time understanding that I'm already loved. Like and therefore I can have connection with the higher power and feel that experience. And I feel, I finished that 12 steps and recovered. However, I still feel every day that I'm deepening the relationship with my higher power, that love, that God. And I'm very grateful for the vision meeting because it helps me through listening everybody here to believe more and more. And I will pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Monica K. Shay D., you're up next, and there will be a little time for some extra shares on page 43, or one or two extra shares, 43, paragraph 2. So please share with us, Shay D., and let us know where you're calling from.
Hi, good morning. My name is Shay D., and I'm in California. And thank you, moderator, so much for your service and to everyone who has shared this morning. What beautiful shares. Today is my first time sharing, and I was sitting here wondering why it's so hard to press star one to unmute, but wanted to just be honest with myself and stop saying, I'm going to talk today, and then not talk. And I'm grateful. I'm so grateful for Vision. I'm so grateful for these meetings every morning. I have been in and out of the OA rooms for years and came back recently, but just found Vision. Someone shared with me about Vision a few months ago, and I started coming, and it was only through the study of the Big Book and these meetings that I began to realize just how absolutely helpless and hopeless I am without my higher power, without God, and learning now to connect with God, and that my connection with my higher power really is the most important part of my life, the most important thing in my life, and not just in the morning, but throughout the entire day. And for me, learning to take time to pause and to be still with the busyness of life and work and all that goes with it, that my higher power and staying close really is the most important thing. And then that's where my hope is. That's where my healing is. And just want to say thank you to Vision and to all of you for being here every morning. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shay. Okay, we do value everybody's experience. And if you haven't shared in the last couple of days, please do share. We have time for two-minute shares.
Robin P. in Italy.
Robin P.
Dolores P.
And Dolores P. Okay, you have 2 minutes each. Robin, please share with us.
Hi, I'm Robin P., and I am currently in Cinque Terre, Italy, and I'm a very grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater. And thank you so much for your service, Elaine, and everyone who does service on this meeting. I'm so grateful. I needed a spiritual awakening, like this paragraph said. I was of the hopeless variety, hopeless and helpless, and really, really stuck. And, we're traveling 22 towns and cities in 3 months through Europe, and to see if we want to live, or city shopping, to see if we want to live here for part of the year, since we retired last year. And, it's one day at a time with God's grace, and that we just arrived in this town, and the first thing we do is we find a grocery store and we get what we need. And I'm so grateful for abstinence recovery. It's definitely through God is doing for me what I could not do for myself. And all of you, and my God squad, my sponsor, it's such a we recovery. I know that wellness begins with we, and illness begins with I, and I am so grateful to be part of the we. God bless you all with a very blessed abstinent weekend. Thanks again, Elaine. I pass.
Thanks so much, Robin. Safe travel. Okay. Dolores P., you actually have, 2 minutes, please.
Hi, this is Dolores. Can you hear me?
Yes, you sound great.
Hi, thank you everyone for the meeting. I'm checking in with you guys. I'm in the program. I'm abstinent. I'm having a hard time connecting. I'm not having a hard time, that's not true. I just haven't been connecting or speaking at meetings, which is unlike me, but it's making me feel isolated. So I just wanted to say hi to everyone and thank everyone for the meeting. I love hearing about the connection with God because I read the 11-step prayer every morning, and I've read it for years, and I have to read it several times. It says, we ask God for what our next step is to be. And I always remember someone in the program saying, just the next step, and so anyway, that's something that I take with me throughout the day, is that 11-step morning prayer and pause when agitated or doubtful, and it really helps me. But even after all these years, I'll forget God and I'll just start running my show. But I'm grateful for the program, grateful to be abstinent, and thank you for giving me a moment to say hi.
Thanks so much. Last call for Burning Desire, 2-minute share. Star 1 to unmute.
Barbara S.
Okay, Barbara, you got it. Please share.
It's Barbara S. from New York. I want to thank everybody on the line. I need this reminder so much. There are times that I forget. I'll do my prayers, I'll act out certain things, but I won't connect. I don't fully connect enough. And this phone, in the morning and now, 7 and 10, when I come on, it just reminds me to connect and that I do have a higher power. I always want proof, but the proof is that I'm here, my mother died at 36 and I'm 76. So it's not only the medical field that brought me through, but it's my higher power reminds me. So I want to just thank you. God bless. I pass.
God bless you too, Barbara S. and everybody on the line. Thank you so much. We'll now close the meeting by reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Gail K. please read A Vision for You? Star 1 to unmute. Gail?
Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.